It's another tequila sunrise.
Bring in the beverage cart.
I think I need a drink. Of doodle-doo.
Hurry up, bring it in quick. Again.
Wow.
Bring it in, baby.
Sad.
I love Scott.
Doing the drink of the week with Susie. She's going to make a new adult beverage. This one involves fire.
Fire. This is called a Churchill's breakfast because Winston Churchill would have whiskey and a cigar with his breakfast every morning. So, what I have done here is I've got a couple of glasses. You can use a coupe glass, you can use a margarita glass, you can use a martini glass. And I dusted the edge in cinnamon, and then I lit the...
Move in, camera guy. Come on.
I light...
You're tight on that.
I light a cinnamon stick. I'm going to light it right now.
Uh-oh.
I light a cinnamon stick.
Wow. What about the smoke alarms in here?
I know. Smells good, though. It smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like a Pier 1.
Like a candle from the Hallmark store.
And then you invert the glass over it.
Okay.
And so the glasses are filling with smoke and are getting the smoke. So they have a little dusting of cinnamon smell around the edge and a cinnamon stick smoke inside the glass. All right.
Now, for time, you already did the other two.
Yeah.
Are they still going to have that
aroma? They're going to be fine because they're still smoking. Okay. Then you get a shaker and you want to put in... 2 ounces of whiskey. I got some Jefferson's Ocean Aged at Sea Cask Strength Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Sounds good.
Wow, it's a long title.
You can put in 2 ounces.
I can smell the whiskey from here.
Susie pouring the whiskey. And I love the green scarf today.
Wow, that Winston Churchill knew how to do breakfast,
didn't
he?
Yeah, he did. Okay. Yum, that smells really good. I like that. Okay, then you get... some cold brew coffee. This is Chameleon Cold Brew Organic Black Coffee. It's ready to drink. You can just get it in the refrigerated section. They got it at the grocery store.
And people drink cold coffee?
Yeah, cold.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's very strong, okay? Yeah. And you're going to put in...
Can you warm it up?
You probably could if you wanted to. But you put in a half an ounce, so it's not a whole lot.
Okay.
Just a touch of a coffee flavor. All right, then you get a half an ounce of maple syrup.
I notice you have the good stuff there.
Yeah, this is real maple syrup. This is not Mrs. Butterworth's fake syrup. This is real syrup.
Which is mostly butter.
yeah. And you put in a half an ounce of that.
Look at that.
Yum. Okay.
You syrup slurper.
Then you put in just a couple of dashes of bitters.
Wow.
It's orange bitters. Just a couple of dashes.
Yeah.
Not very much. Dashy dash.
Now we shake.
And you shake it. Now, Haas, if you could start turning those glasses over, put them here so that I can fill them up. So they have just a dusting. Like, I didn't make the rim of the cup wet. I just ran it dry through the cinnamon dust. So you just get a whiff. You want to get it really cold. And then you strain it in.
And then we're gonna make Haas eat a spoonful of cinnamon.
No, that's bad.
Coming out very brown. Brown and
looks good, coffee and bourbon. And it's just straight. There you go.
Buy you one.
That is your Churchill's breakfast. Oh, you gotta put your cinnamon stick in it.
Oh.
Yeah, Haas, put my cinnamon stick in. Did you put the burnt end in?
Yep.
Oh,
the
here
burnt
you go.
In.
You don't want.
All right, it's too late.
Yeah.
So here it is.
That's
to
it.
The.
Cheers to Churchill.
Churchill. All right, good.
Hmm. Wow, this is interesting. It's got a. Well, it's cinnamony, obviously.
But barely.
It's a lot of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
It's very strong. And then there's the sweetness of the syrup, I suppose.
Because this is like a martini. I mean, this is a hell of a way to start your day.
Well, that's what he did. And then, but it finishes with the coffee. Like, you can barely kind of taste the coffee a little bit at the end. It's yummy. It's
and you
smoky.
Smell the cinnamon when you, like, take a sip.
Well, do we like it is the question.
I'm swallowing. Yeah. This is a very, you know.
Swallow.
Good sour mash drink here.
Yum.
Oh,
this explains why he would always argue with Nancy Astor. And they had that one argument. She said, if I were your wife, I would poison you. Your food. And he said, if you were my wife, I'd eat it.
Well, it's a winner. It's a unanimous swallow for the drink of the week. If you want to learn how to make this, we'll post the recipe online for the Susie Drink of the Week.